It's just about 20 years since the World Conference on Women first convened, and it will again in Beijing in 2015. The Platform for Action was adopted by 189 countries in 1995, and it's considered a guide for gender equality and the empowerment of women worldwide. UN Women has launched a campaign to enlarge the conversation to include men and boys. Fumzile Emlambo Nguka is the executive director of UN Women and the Undersecretary General of the United Nations. She explains to VOA's Francis Alonso that there's much to celebrate, especially the success of the legal strides made to empower women.
Many countries have passed legislation that outlaws gender-based discrimination. For instance, 139 countries now have constitutions that include guarantees on gender equality. 125 countries outlaw domestic violence, so women, in theory at least, have recourse. 117 countries outlaw sexual harassment at the workplace. And also, access to education for girls and boys has in most countries reached 50%. And then you've got the horrible maternal deaths that has in poor countries that we've seen it has been reduced by half. But the sad thing, though, is that still today, about 800 women die a day giving birth. So, you know, it's improved, but it's still bad. Same thing, we've got all this good legislation, but as you and I know, it does not mean because you've got constitution that guarantees gender equality, you've got a law that outlaws domestic violence, it means that it doesn't happen. So there's an implementation gap.
What lessons have we learned in the 20 years?
One of the lessons is the importance of involving men and boys. The second is the importance of involving communities as monitors of implementation.
How do you hold governments accountable for having everything in place but not necessarily implementing them?
Part of it is the electorate must vote the people that will do the right thing. That also means that you have to encourage as many women to be available for leadership. And we have seen in countries where you've had a critical mass on women in leadership, either as members of parliament, that the implementation of legislation is better and the passing of legislation that supports women is actually better. So we need to get the governments to embrace the importance of creating pressures for women to be in positions of power.
When you talk about influencing these leaders and people already in position of power, does the messenger matter?
Yes. The importance of involving men and boys, it's about changing the messenger. You also bring in the constituencies of people who think like you. Young people also has not been as engaged. So an intergenerational emphasis in terms of greater involvement. So the young messenger in their own right is an important new messenger to bring in.
Let's talk about Asia.
Yes.
How has it fared in this 20-year time frame?
It is a mixed bag. You have countries like Bangladesh, where they have done very well in addressing the issue of poverty. Asia has been able to outperform in reducing poverty. And that is due to women, the access to microcredit, and the opportunities for women to have a degree of economic empowerment. Or you go to Sri Lanka, where education reforms there have been so good, the performance of women in education has increased phenomenal. Then you've got the challenges of countries like India. Some parts of it, you've seen a lot of reduction of poverty, but you are seeing, as you know now, upsurge of violence against women. You've got women doing very well educationally. And then you've got countries like Afghanistan that has had a big focus on violence that is targeted to women so as to deny them their rights, women being targeted for going to school, women being targeted for being out of home.
How do we know that we're succeeding?
When we can say that the number of women that experience physical and sexual violence has decreased, and the number of women who report abuse, and the number of countries in which these crimes are prosecuted, when we actually have got action that is being taken and women have got recourse, we will know that we are succeeding. In terms of education, we've reached 50-50 in terms of girls and boys going to school, but the dropout amongst girls is still higher. So when the dropout of girls is lower and girls finish secondary school and they get into tertiary education, we will know that we are succeeding. When the majority of women in poor countries have access to health services and reproductive rights and reproductive services are accessible, we will know that we are succeeding.
Will it take another 20 years to see these successes?
A pronouncement has been made. It is in a draft form at this stage that by 2030, we must aim to have fully addressed gender inequality. In this campaign for Beijing, we are celebrating the progress that we've made, but much more important, we're calling for more action. We're calling for recommitment, and we're mobilizing men, women, young people, private sector to be part of the women's struggle.
Fumzile Mlambo Ngoka, Executive Director of UN Women and the Undersecretary General of the United Nations, speaking with VOA's Francis Alonso.